We've been talking about humor the last few days, and today I want to talk about one of the forms of humor that, you know, maybe you won't like so much, and that's sarcasm. Certainly a lot of people say that I'm too sarcastic, and I suppose they're right. I'm sure they're right. But the Bible has some sarcasm, too, and used carefully, it is very good. For example, in the 1 Kings 18, the account there where Elijah and the prophets of Baal, and of course the prophets are all trying to to get rid of Elijah, and Jezebel is their benefactress. So Elijah has them then set up an altar, and the idea is that if the prophets of Baal are true prophets, why? Their God will cause the fire to come down to consume the sacrifice on the altar. And all the time then, these prophets of Baal, hundreds, scads and scads of them, are going around and chanting and doing all their kinds of things. But while they're doing that, Elijah is taunting them. Oh, he says, you know, if you'll just pray louder, maybe your gods will hear you. Dance even harder, dance more, you know, dance longer, dance more vigorously, jump higher, whatever. And he just kept going louder and louder, taunting them all the time. And finally then they gave up. And then, of course, Elijah, when he prays to God, God calls down fire, the sacrifice is consumed. So we have that example of sarcasm. But there are also then outrageous situations, and sometimes that kind of humor is the best. We have a wonderful example of that in Acts in the 12th chapter. And in this case, of course, we have Peter being imprisoned. He's miraculously released from prison. He was supposed to be executed, but he was released from prison miraculously. And the church was meeting at the house of Mary, and they were praying for miraculous release. So God answered that prayer, sent the angel, freed Peter. And now Peter is trying to get to their house, and he's knocking on the door. And the servant girl, Rhoda, comes to answer the door. But as Luke tells the account in Acts, she, you know, is so nonplussed that she doesn't open the door. She peeks open through the peephole and sees who it is. She runs inside and says, it's Peter. Well, then the humor is even, you know, the irony of the outrageousness of this is even greater, because the people inside start arguing, you couldn't possibly have seen Peter, blah, 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 blah. Well, finally, at last, all the time, you know, Peter's being pursued. He's trying to get out of hiding. No doubt the soldiers discovered he's not in prison anymore. They're coming after him. And finally, they let Peter in. So we see, just think about that situation. It's really amusing how sometimes people, in their short-sightedness, just do funny things. Who among us is not like that? Well, I am. I'm certainly like that. I thank you for listening this week. Hopefully you'll be reading the Bible and enjoying the humor, the lighter side of things as well. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that your word has so many characteristics in it, so many possibilities that all of us, every one of us, from whatever station in life, whatever place in the earth we live, whatever assumed importance or lack of it that we have, you care about all of us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.